Then an old man, a keeper of an inn, said, "Speak to us of eating and drinking." And he said, "Would that you could live on the fragrance of the earth, and like an air plant be sustained by the light. But since you must kill to eat, and rob the newly born of its mother's milk to quench your thirst, let it then be an act of worship, and let your board stand an altar on which the pure and the innocent of forest and plain are sacrificed for that which is purer and still more innocent in man. When you kill a beast, say to him in your heart, 'By the same power that slays you, I too am slain, and I too shall be consumed. Your blood and my blood is naught but the sap that feeds the tree of heaven.' And when you crush an apple with your teeth, say to it in your heart, 'Your seeds shall live in my body, and the buds of your tomorrow shall blossom in my heart, and your fragrance shall be my breath, and together we shall rejoice through all the seasons.'" There's naught I can say of feasting and fasting that you haven't already speechlessly passed to all brethren and sistren of meekness's pastures. I'm audibly dazed as I reverently listen. Amazingly spoken, you're a prophet in ways many who've prayed and been chosen couldn't begin to grasp in their lifetimes. Would that we could just fast and let the light shining be sustenance quite divine. Must we be in our right minds to slice what bonds the lifelines to the beings we eat? Whether you're feeding off meat or eating only vegetation, we still need to atone for the desecration of life, for the sating of our might. So I thank the beings, thank the water and the trees. They're the authors of my dreams, the authors of my seeds, the watchers against evil. But who even remembers to speak to the tenders of our beings? So I'm tending to and breathing on the embers gleaming to restore the hearth and reflourish the earth as you've done. Truth spun and viewed puns can weave a fortress or a church, not deceiving like the forces of the church, but opposite in meaning, wrought in the course of the rebirth of a divinity within. We all mentally sin, but we're not meant to be sinners like you spake it. Life is sacred, we should make every gesture worth taking like a perfect prayer. Search the layers and densities above till we're scented with love so that it enters like a drug in our veins. Sentience of our brothers in chains, sisters in distress and desperate need of assistance, trapped in cages with flaccid gazes. We should heed you and listen, say a prayer for every being mistreated and kissed with death's sadistic breath till we're gleaming like visions of messengers, saviors and heavenly beings. We're not meant to be demons. Why is this so hard to grasp? It's like the scars of the past are constantly slashed open till we're gnashing and hopeless, masked by the moment. But we can bask in atonement, master the omens, be respectful of every path that's been chosen. Every creature that roams on the steps of the pastures that our roads intersect, we're totally interconnected, even with the souls of insects, and the globe is interdimensional. So when a butterfly's wings flap, a supernova in a distant density flutters by as I sing raps and lullabies for kings matchless and queens that were once trees, that fed us with their fruits, bred us with their truths, to seize that were one being, to see the sun gleaming after a glum evening. After a glum